Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let me ask you this. For common people that might be struggling just to have enough money to pay bills, right? What would be your suggestion to kind of what's a good starter way for them to actually start investing? What's your opinion? Because I know, a lot of times people might be a hurdle for them to be like, well, I don't really have enough discretionary income to put money into the stock market. What's your thoughts for them?
So let me make sure I understand what you're saying, right? Like, you're saying they don't have enough money to invest, or how should they start? I just want to make sure I can answer it correct.
Well, no, like, as far as, like, if they're struggling to invest, like, what's some, like, what would be, like, because for me, I'm looking at, like, even, like, a HSA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people a lot of times might not be familiar with that. Like, that's a way to actually start investing via your health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a backdoor investment way. People don't know what HSA is. It's a health savings account.
Yeah, break that down, bro.
Yeah. So like, the health savings account is, so, like, you have, like, a high deductible health plan, right?
Mm.
Which is, like, very popular with young. Like, I have a high deductible health plan. And it's, like, usually when you don't go to the doctor a lot, your premium, like, why would you pay for the regular health plan, like a HMO or a PPO, when you can get a high deductible health plan? Mm. But the thing with the high deductible health plan is that it's a higher deductible.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, let's say you got the PPO, the premium might be like, let's say $400 a month.
Mm.
But with the high deductible plan, it's $200 a month.
Okay.
But your deductible is a lot higher. Your deductible might be 2 times higher than the PPO. So if you go too many times, you get caught out there.
Right.
And you got to pay more money out of pocket. So it's a calculated risk. But a lot of young, the reason why I'm mentioning is that a lot of young people and a lot of people where every dollar is count, they might, either they don't go to the doctor that much, or they're just making financial decisions where it's like, you know what, I really can't afford the PPO, so I'm going to do the high deductible or whatever. So one of the good things with the high deductible plan is that it allows you with the health savings account. So with the health savings account, it's pretty much like a savings that you're putting money into to pay for that deductible or any out-of-pocket expenses that you may have, right? But the good thing is that the money comes out of your paycheck before you actually get paid. Like, it's like the 401k.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it actually lowers your taxable income, because it's the thing with the 401k is that when you put money into a 401k, it's what's called pre-tax dollars. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're making $100,000 and you put $10,000 in, now you're taxed on $90,000 because it lowers your taxable income by $10,000. So now with the HSA, like, the most you can put in is $3,500, $3,550 for a single person and $7,100 for a family. Like, let's say you put $3,000 into the HSA. So now that you're making, you know, $60,000. So now it lowers your taxable income.
Mm.
So you're not paying any taxes on it, right? But the cool thing about it is that it can actually be invested, like how a 401k is.
Mm.
So you can put it in, like, different type of, like, investments, stock market investments, mutual funds, stuff like that. And now the money grows. So now let's say you put like $3,000 in for 1 year, right? But you got to go to the eye doctor and you got to get glasses or whatever, any type of medical expense. Instead of not having money to pay for it, you've been saving and you just use your HSA. Okay. And they give you like a debit card and all that. But if you don't go to the doctor, because it's a calculated risk, right? That's the whole point of having a high deductible plan, is you're not going to the doctor. So if you don't go to the doctor, what happens is that money rolls over into the next year.
Mm.
So now next year you start with $3,000, right? So what happens is that the money grows, and it's kind of similar to an IRA, because at the age 65, you can actually take that money out without paying a penalty. Mm. If you take it out before, you get a penalty.
Okay.
And now at 65, you can take the money out. You just pay state and federal tax. You don't pay a 10% penalty or 20% penalty for taking the money out early. So that's kind of like a backdoor way, like, for me,
right,
in my opinion, where it's like, I got to save money for my health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So if my budget was, let's say, $400 a month, right? Mm-hmm. I'd rather do the high deductible plan, put $200 towards the premium, $200 towards the HSA. If I got to use it for the, I'm going to use it anyway. But if not, now that's going to be like an investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Couple $1,000 over the course of time adds up. You might have $200,000 in 30 years.
I'm from the world where it was like, yo, if you didn't use your benefits this year,
yeah,
it don't roll over to next year. It's like, yo, you better use it by the 11th of November. Or
well,
it's gone.
Well, the thing about it is, there's so many different things as far as, like, even with the 401k, people don't know that you got a raw 401k option. You might have that. Like, and it's like, you don't even know a lot of times what's offered at your job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is why education is so important. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, little stuff like that might change the direction of your future.
1,000%, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You get that email, like, in this world. Yeah, you're not familiar with this. Nah, it's been a while, right? So in this world, like, they give you an email like, yo, this financial advisor is coming on December 15th if you want to schedule an appointment. And it'll be some, like, dude with bald headed with glasses, and he talking to you, and you're like, yo, what is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? But, like, this type of information, it's like, yo, but people just knew it.
Yeah.
Man.
So, like, for you, like, I want you to really hammer the home. Like, even you could save even $100 a month, right? Like, even $50 a month.
I got you.
Yeah.
So let me say this first, man. I say this on Trapping Tuesday all the time, and I don't know if people be thinking I'd be dead serious, yo. Listen, I'm not a fiduciary or a financial advisor. Know that everything I say is for entertainment purposes only.
Well, you can take them.
If you can't mitigate the risk, you must seek out financial advisory. I'm not one, but I know one by the name of Rashad, part of the Earn Your Leisure podcast. He can take you to glory.
Where you taking him?
I can just take you to the trap house. Play,
that's it.
Listen, this dude is so smart, man. They sleep on, I say that every Tuesday, man, and people be laughing, but this dude is brilliant, man. You right, he just broke that down. He had me like, man, I just got Blue Cross Blue Shield. Should have did this. I should have called this guy first.
This when you think you know.
This when you think you know. Then he come with a, I got an idea. You know what I'm saying? But that's real talk, man. So one of the things I like to do is tell people to try to save 10% whatever they make, right? Whatever you're making. If you get $100 a week, save 10%. If you get $100 every 2 weeks, save 10%. And so the easiest way to get in the market, because we understand that the stock market does for you way more than putting your money in the bank to do for you, right? We already understand. We all have beat that drum forever. Right. And so one of the things you can do is get into index funds or ETFs. Right. And the reason being is because, so let's say you're not comfortable enough to say, let me buy a Tesla. I don't have enough to buy a Tesla right now. My risk tolerance is not there yet to see Beyond Meat go down 5-10% and still be there. Right. And most people don't even understand, you know, and it's not because they don't know it, because they just haven't been exposed to it yet. They don't know that. If the stock you bought it at $30 and it goes down to $28, most people name mine, I lost some money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's right. Not the case. Yeah. So one of the best things I would say for people to do is buy index funds like ETFs when you first got in the game. ETFs, for me, ETFs better than index funds. You know what I'm saying? And it's simply because now you can get exposure to a specific industry. Right, and I know in episode 44, the classic, right? We broke something down, but in a re-up, we gonna reiterate it, right? So it's an ETF is simple where, let's say I wanted to buy some marijuana stocks, right? But I know that's kind of a volatile industry. It's full of young bucks, you know what I'm saying? It's full of young bucks. So what happens is you can buy the marijuana ETF, and now depending on which one you buy, whether it's YOLO, whether it's MJ, you know what I'm saying? Now you have 15, 20 marijuana stocks at one time. Right. And now if one or two of them down or three of them down, the whole industry, that whole ETF might go down 50 cent. Right. Whereas if you in that one stock that went down any given morning, you wake up and you down $8. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and also with index funds and ETFs, I'm not a fan of dollar cost averaging, because that allows me to buy stocks overpriced over time. But with index funds and ETFs that are $50, $60, you can buy into those every time.
And dollar cost averaging, for anybody, is when you put money in every single month or every single, it's a period of time, every week or whatever.
Yeah,
you buy,
you buy an Apple, you will buy, no matter what the price is.
Every first of the month.
Yeah. You buy an Apple, no matter what the price is, you buying it just to stay in, right? And so for me, I'm not a dollar cost averaging person. I'm an averaging down type of person, right? And averaging down is saying, I found it, I bought it at $15. I don't care if it run all the way up. Right now, what I do is every half a year or every two quarters, I reevaluate every stock I'm invested in, right? To understand where the value is at. So now, if the stock price dips, I'm not buying it, but it dips at a below value price, I can buy it, right? So example, I bought Amazon in 2018 at $1,900. I bought it in October, November, December 18, the market went into a correction. You know what I'm saying? And it went from 1900 to 1700. I bought it at 1700. Now what that does is that brings my $1,900 buy-in price down to about 1825. Right? So now I don't gotta wait to get to 19 to see profit. I can start seeing profit again at 1875. Right? And so then it went from 18 to 16. I bought two more shares at 16. So now instead of me seeing profit at 1875, I can probably see profit now at like 1780 or something like that, right? And then it went down from 17 to 15, I missed it and I got it again at 13. So now instead of me seeing profit at 19, I now got profits at 1600. When I bought it at 1343, it brought my cost basis all the way down to like 1675. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm with buying that discount over a period of time. I'm okay with that. And I told Smalls that I was like, yo, I don't like green markets. I like blood. I like blood. You know what I'm saying? Because that means I can get stuff at a discount. But back to what we were saying, so with individual stocks, I'm a dollar cost average. But with index funds and ETFs, it's a great way for you to
get in with a lower amount
every time.
Because it's not the same requirement that you have to put in.
It's not the same requirements.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.